Good morning! This is Bronwyn Kilroy, and you're listening to Ainsley Dennis on the Positive Energy Show on Alive 90.5 FM, where your motion controls your emotion.
We have a special guest in the studio this morning. We have Danielle Gallison all the way from our local community. Good morning, Danielle. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. You need. I needed to just come a bit closer. I don't bite, by the way.
No, that's all right. I'm a newbie at this.
you're doing great so far.
You're doing really good. Awesome. So, Danielle, I need to understand. You've brought some exciting things in the studio, and I wish everyone could see what she's brought in this morning. She's got some lovely, colourful dolls. And these dolls, if you can give us a bit of a background, what you're all about, your charity that you're working with, etc. So I see you've got a nice pink doll here with big eyes.
Yeah, this is Betty Butterfly. So this is our community initiative. So I'm a Western Sydney community artist, and through my 10 years or 12 years actually of working with Common Grounds at Layla Park, we have worked with many different people with many different situations and issues. And through all that period of time, I actually had a bit of a breakdown myself. And then through that period of time, I sort of went back to some old drawings and stuff that I used to do with the children in the community, and then started developing these therapy dolls. And through that, it just became something that within my community, those that want to participate with mental health were able to create a meaningful activity out of these dolls.
Excellent. So just to recap that, you actually have these dolls manufactured. You use some of the volunteers that work with you are from a...
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So they're made by people with mental health, not, you know, overly mental health or anything like that. Just if you're in crisis or needing some support, then Common Grounds and Creative Ground Studio is where people come, you know, to find their place in community. And we now offer this sort of support program with the dolls.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned Betty Butterfly.
Yes.
Talk to us about Betty Butterfly and why.
Betty Butterfly has autism, so all the dolls have their own little story. So with all the different people that we work with in our community and over the years, we wanted to not just tackle one issue but multiple issues, because the community is filled with different people from backgrounds and issues. So each doll has their own story, and Betty Butterfly has autism. I have Bobby Big Ears, and his self... self-image, sorry. And many other dolls. If you go onto our website, www.stitcherscollection.com, you can see the range that we have. And we're also working with our Aboriginal community and schools, and trying to get some more bigger initiatives happening around the dolls. So actually creating awareness through other programs to outreach.
Right. Now, what I'm blown away with is that not only are you the founder, but you actually design all these dolls. So you've done the creative, the design, the actual artwork and everything. What inspired you? Like, where did the skill come from?
Oh, my mother and my grandfather were artists, so it's always been in my blood. And I was a youth worker in my 20s. And as I had children and wanted to be around for them, then I decided to, you know, start working in the art field. And I've just been blessed to find myself in a community of Layla Park and Common Grounds that they've supported me. And coming on board with me also in the last 10 years has been Blacktown Workers Club. So I've been very blessed to be in a wonderful community that really supports, you know, crazy people like me, I guess, who have new odd initiatives.
Yeah, no, definitely. Cameron, I believe you've got a few questions as well that you were going to ask. Yeah.
So I do a lot of charity work myself and always love helping out amazing initiatives. And, you know, I love what you're doing here. I think it's really, really amazing. I just wanted to know if people wanted to help and support, how do they go about doing that?
Oh, absolutely. So on our website, there is a pay forward button where you can actually purchase a doll that will go directly to Westmead Children's Hospital Adolescent Mental Health Unit, to Better West, Better Foundation and Kids West Foundation. And we're also working on some new initiatives with domestic violence. Wow. So some new initiatives coming through, but you can go online and pay a doll forward and we will make sure that they get to the children in need.
Are they varying costs or is it just the same cost for each?
So the regular size, which is sort of, I guess, about an A4 size, is $45.95. Mm-hmm. And the smaller ones, the minis we call them, they're $20.
Wow. Yeah. It's
very easy. That's pocket change pretty much.
Well, it keeps the proceeds go back into our community initiative, so yeah. Then it just keeps our Creative Ground Studio moving and able to support those in need. Definitely. To continue supporting others in need.
Excellent. Now, also, you've mentioned Betty Butterfly, you've mentioned the guy with the Bobby Big Ears, and you've mentioned, what are some of the other characters that you have in the range and other areas that you focus on?
There's a lot. We will be launching a whole set of new dolls as we sort of continue on. Yeah. So Bella Ballerina, she's got social anxiety. But when we were dealing with some of the schools and things, although I wanted to raise awareness for all the issues, so they do stand for trying to raise awareness for mental health, health and social justice issues. So when we sort of move into the school environments, it becomes a little bit heavy-handed. So working with them to try and to create the positive outlook on all that sort of stuff. So Billy Button Eye, who is my DV boy, he says no to violence. Betty Butterfly says embrace the differences in others. Bella Ballerina, a little understanding goes a long way. And there's many, many more. So Bobby Big Ears, embrace the difference in others again. Claudine Cat, she is be strong and never give up. So there's a whole range of them and, yeah, I'd love you all guys to get online and check them all out. And awesome. New initiatives will come through with our Indigenous community that we're working with, cartoons, animation. Because they're cartoon characters, I then have a whole nother huge system that I can work with for sort of the rest of my career, I guess. So I'm looking forward to it.
Now, I'm also excited. Am I allowed to talk about this? You've done something with a big organisation in Australia as well.
Can not say too much at this point, but we have just developed a partnership with about domestic violence. So we are aiming to work with this particular organisation, which I will then probably come back and launch with you, to make sure the dolls are made through us, but donated directly to domestic violence, within the cars of those who are going to domestic violence disputes. Wow. It's just another tool to engage the children, suffering in that crisis moment. Yeah. So,
I'm still in the dark of what organisation it is. So.
No.
Yeah, it's a secret. You'll have to bring me back
in. If you listen to that, she actually gave a bit of a hint to it.
I did a little bit, yes.
Ainsley, you're much more clued in than me, so.
Awesome. Well, what we're going to do, Danielle, we're going to break for a little music and we're going to come back for another interview. We're also going to get your other gentleman that you have as well to join us.
Okay, great.
So you can also come have a chat with us this morning. We're going to be bringing some more music. Coming up next, we've got a classic by Janet Jackson, which is Together Again. And guess what? We're together again this morning. Okay, and then we're going to get the moves like Jagger because we love you on the Positive Energy Show. It's all about your emotion, controlling your emotion. We're going to get you moving. We're going to get you grooving.
All right, and we're back on Alive 90.5. We are with an incredible organization. And for those who briefly missed what we did for the introduction, Danielle, I'd love you to just reintroduce very quickly what it is that you're doing.
So I'm a community artist and I run a community arts program at Layla Park Creative Ground Studio in partnership with Common Grounds Community Cafe. And we have developed an initiative called Stitches Collection, which are plush therapy dolls that are handmade by those with mental health in our program for those with mental health.
It's a fantastic initiative and hopefully everyone can stay tuned onto our social media sites because we're going to be posting up some photos of some of these dolls because they look absolutely incredible. There were a couple of other things that you guys wanted to talk about as well, though. Was there anything in particular that you wanted to talk about while you're here and while you've got the opportunity?
Look, I just actually want to thank my community. As an artist coming into a community, I have been overwhelmed by the support, even through the murals. So murals were a big initiative that we started with Common Grounds. That was my component of a community. So coming into a community, it's like, what can you do? What is your time, talent and treasure that you can give to your community? So as an artist, I was a mural artist. So the graffiti that was all through Layla Park at that point, that's how we initiated change, to partner with a lot of different organisations that were in the community to build our community back, you know, inspire those around us to do what you can and what is your time, talent and treasure.
Yeah. No, great. And you've got another gentleman joining you this morning that I haven't managed to introduce, Brian, hey?
This is Brian. He's been a long-term volunteer of Common Grounds and Creative Ground Studio. So he's embedded into our community just as I am.
Awesome. Hey, Brian, how are you doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all.
Not too bad. So what do you do at the studio?
What do I do? I do everything that I'm told to do.
Okay.
Close,
okay.
Never perfect, but close.
Yeah,
through all of our initiatives and stuff, Brian has always been, he's the one person that's always on time, always happy to help out wherever we can, no matter what initiative we're doing or event. He's always the first one there, last one to leave. He's the one that we can rely on.
Well done. I'm really proud of you. And do you love what you're doing, Brian?
Yes, I do. I like to see the change in people. Mm-hmm. Especially with the art programs and so forth, you get to see kids protect their mural. When we always know when there's a new family in the area by the tag. Yeah. And 9 times out of 10, you only see that tag once, and because one of the kids will give them a tap on the shoulder and say, "That's our artwork. This is our Lolly Park." Yeah. So they do take ownership of their own park and areas. We still get the occasional new person who doesn't quite know yet. But Layla Park has gone through a lot of things, and as the common thing that people say about people when they're down, they come together, and especially at Layla Park, because Layla Park, we don't have a train stop, so it's not...
We're a bit isolated.
I do a lot of volunteer work around that area. There's an organisation called Care Van.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys know
that? So they're right near our studio on a Tuesday afternoon, and it's growing in capacity. So even so much so that when we would do our Christmas movements on a lunch, so we would host a lunch for those in need, and then Care Van came in, and they've actually come along in great guns. So they've really grown, and that means that we could maybe take a little bit of a rest for a little while and not be the only ones in the community. So we've actually built that range of people around us to,
I did a barbecue with Care Van. Well, actually, it wasn't me. It was my friend that did it. I just came and dropped off some of the sausages and bread for Care Van. But it, like you were saying, you know, you see the community come together.
Yep.
And especially when they're going through hard times, you know, we've done a range of different things, helping people that have been affected by homelessness or even just poverty.
Yep.
And seeing how those communities of people come together and how everyone else can come step in and help out, like what you guys are doing, is really, really incredible. So I commend the work that you guys do.
Thank you. Yeah, it's about not judging people. You know, everybody's got a story and everybody's got some hurt at some point.
Mm.
And so that's what the Stitches dolls are all about too, you know.
Yeah. So explain to me, what does it take to actually, because there's quite a bit of work if you handcrafting this, and every doll's unique.
Yeah.
So I read this article and we shared it on our socials. You probably saw on Facebook, on Live 90.5 as well. People can jump up that article that I saw about you. There's a nice YouTube video and the work you've done. What does it take to actually create one of these dolls? If you can just walk us through the process.
Yeah, I actually hand paint them individually hand paint them all. So there's a back and a front to it. And then once they're finished, then I take them to print. Then I do a prototype. So we pretty much put back to back. We put a ribbon in them and the I belong to tag so children can write their names on them. And then I have a beautiful bunch of volunteers at the studio who sew them up, who fill them. So that's I can't do any of this without my guys in my studio. So it's Megan, who's my 2IC. So she's had an operation and wasn't able to come today. So love you, girl. And my Jenny and my Glenda and all the other organisations, Greg and Addy that come in as well. So we've got a beautiful bunch of people who helped me put this together. When I first started doing this, I can't sew. So I went out looking for someone to sew and it was the guys in my studio that said, we can do this. So it was them that actually brought this alive, you know, through their passion for it as well.
Definitely. We love the use of the word alive on this radio station, so thank you for that. But that's amazing.
Definitely. Now, I'm curious because I notice all the dolls have a bigger eye than the other one.
Yes. So it just goes back to when I was doing a lot of youth work and working with a lot of primary schools and stuff like that and just how quirky the kids draw. So at my point of difference in regards to trademarking a doll, so to speak, then that's my point of difference is a big eye, little eye. So we all actually have a big eye and a little eye. So yeah, they're just my quirky way, and it's how I separate myself from all the other dolls and things that are out there. So, sure.
Can you show the list of the listeners just on our social media as well? So that's a big eye, little eye, which is your point of difference, and shows diversity as well. And
absolutely. And they're a bit quirky.
Are you streaming on our Facebook page? Streaming?
Yes, we are streaming.
So make sure you get onto our Facebook page and check that out because if I wasn't here, I'd love to be seeing it. So.
Definitely. Awesome. Well, what I'm going to encourage your listeners out there, if you want to send through any questions that you have this morning for Danielle, please SMS us on 04-800-28100. I'll repeat that slowly. 04-800-28100. You can send through your questions and we will ask that of Danielle. You can pop it through to Live 90.5 and we'll ask her on the show. So Danielle, quick one. Where can the listeners find your merchandise? How can they contact you? Are you on social media, website, blah, blah, blah?
Yes. So www.stitcherscollection.com, or if you type in Stitchers Collection, then the therapy doll scenario will come up.
Yeah.
We have Creative Ground Studio on Facebook.
Yeah.
If you want to see any of my work and stuff, then on Instagram, it's DanielleRG1.
Yeah.
So in order to purchase a doll, if you want to pay one forward or you have somebody you'd like to support, then you can, just jump on the website and that'll take you through all the components to that. If you are an organisation who would like to donate, then we also have a movement for that too. We're supported by Fresh Hope. Just jump online and all the details will be there. And
awesome. So you can definitely jump on board. And these dolls will then go to some of the organisations that you can in terms of your distribution. So you said Sydney Hospital or is it
Westmead? So we are working with a fellow called Earl and he's in the Westmead Children's Hospital, but the Adolescent Mental Health Emergency Unit.
Yeah.
So it's directly to him. And then Kids West Foundation, Better Foundation, who we've donated dolls through, thanks to Blacktown Workers Club and all their support, and who are also coming on board with this other new initiative that will, for domestic violence. So, we create these dolls in order to get them to those in need. So it's not about making $1 million. It's about getting the dolls to where they are and that proceeds go back into our initiative that we can continue to support those in our community and those who want to participate.
That sounds amazing. Really impressed. Thank you so much for all the great work you're doing.
Thank you.
I want to buy a doll.
You want to buy a doll?
So it's the website,
www.stitcherscollection.com.
Beautiful, beautiful. I'm going to look that up now and purchase one. So $20 for one of the mini ones.
For the minis, 45? Yep. And then it's $45.95 for the large ones.
Awesome.
Definitely.
So I do a lot of work with the local Rotary and Rotaract clubs and organisations, and we'd love to get behind something like this. Mm. Now, obviously, there's the financial side where we can sponsor a couple of dolls. That's amazing yep. work. But in terms of actually coming along and helping out, you know, helping with the actual, you know, manufacturing one of the dolls,
yep.
Is that something that, you know, a group like us or anyone who would like to volunteer is able to do as well?
Yeah, absolutely. There is a little bit of training involved. There's a little bit of training involved. So it's not a matter of just whipping a doll up. We have to make sure that they are right and secure enough to be, you know, taken out into the community, and they are made soft and smushy, and, you know, a child can chew on it, they can hug it, they can throw it. It's, yeah.
So we've got to make sure. Can you stitch?
No.
Can you paint?
No.
Can you stuff?
I could probably do that. I could probably put cotton.
Yes, you could probably fill.
Oh, yes.
Although there is a skill to that too.
Okay.
Yes. I am worthwhile.
But I definitely think it's a great team building initiative as well to get people and community involved helping manufacture and produce these dolls as well.
Yeah, thanks. Because we didn't know how to do this at the beginning. We have literally bought this up from roots level, from nothing.
Yeah.
So it was only when I broke and then realised that there was a shame involved in speaking out about mental health and about going to a doctor about it, because I'm a community leader. Nothing should be wrong with me. I should be up to speed and do all that. But sometimes community work can really get to you. And in that moment, it was when these little stitches dollies came back to me through initiatives that I did with children in our community, just drawing, you know. So, yeah.
No, great. Well, thank you so much to come joining us this morning at Alive 90.5.